Balloons are deflated. I guess they look lifeless like me. Oh, I'm 59 years old. Not me, obviously. I'm nowhere near that. I'm 89. Don't give a fuck, mate. I'm 89. Nothing. Oh, sorry, I'm 90. Oh my God, round of applause. Because you're a round number. It's a round number, guys. We get so excited about round numbers, don't we? For no reason at all, it's pointless. We released a clip special for the 100th episode. Absolutely pointless. Pointless. You know, took ages, longer than a normal episode. Who was it aimed at? People with a 10-second attention span. All the clips were 10 seconds. Who was that aimed at? Kids? I don't want kids listening to this, do I? Some of the episodes, it would literally be against the law. Although saying that, I was approached by what looked like a 13-year-old kid on the street the other day. And he said, wow, aren't you Nathan Cassidy? I watch your stuff. I walked away like the king of the fucking world. Those three TikTok videos I've done over the last year were really paying dividends. Those kids, those 13-year-old kids, they stare at me like souvenirs. Not your property. But yeah, we give undue significance to certain numbers. That's the point, isn't it? When it's usually counterproductive. There was a cricket umpire, David Shepherd, who always, when the cricket team was on 111 or multiples of 111, he used to stand on one leg because he thought it was bad luck. And often the team would actually get some bad luck on that number, proving his point. When actually it wasn't bad luck, was it? It was because the umpire, a professional umpire at test match level cricket, was dancing in front of them on one leg. Fucking it's not idiosyncratic, it's idiotic, borderline cheating. He also got nervous when the team was on any multiple of 11, he said. Fucking hell, he was almost constantly twitching. And he used to tie a matchstick to his hand on Friday the 13th, so he was always touching wood. Fuck's sake. Have a listen to the ABBA episode for what I think about superstitions. But to cut a long story short, moron. Dangerous moron. Cheat. Cheat, that's what he is. Cheat. Cricketing cheat David Shepherd. God rest his soul. Cruelly taken from us at the tender age of 111. Murdered by an angry cricketer. Fucked off. Come here, David, you little cheat. And it's the same with dates. People put undue significance on dates, particularly those marking a date when you lost someone or your heart was broken. And I do that myself. February 11th was when my grandma died. When that date comes around, I think about her, but she, you know, on the other side, she's sadly dead every day, you know? And she was alive every day. So I don't particularly mark that day in any way, and I certainly don't put it on Facebook to get likes. And I'm sorry, but there's nothing ultimately to be achieved by that, is there? It's ultimately not genuine love or care for you if people like it, because they're liking that, but they're also liking a video of a dog eating its own shit. And if you're marking these heartbreak anniversaries, that's ultimately what you're doing, because, you know, it's... There was shit in the past, and it was in the past, and now you're digging it up and eating it all over again. It's ultimately... ultimately not helping anyone. I mean, I feel sorry for you, obviously, if you've lost someone young and before their time, but the upset shouldn't be gathered around one day, in my opinion. I think otherwise you're just punishing yourself. You know, I also feel for you, of course. I feel for you if you had a heartbreak on a special occasion day. You were dumped on Christmas Day. I mean, that never happens, and it should. We all hate everyone on Christmas Day, don't we? Boxing Day. My mate once dumped somebody on New Year's Eve. That's quite harsh, isn't it? Whit Sunday. How could she dump me on Whit Sunday? How could she dump me on International Men's Day? I'm so emasculated. I'm so conflicted now forever. But you got to put those dates out of your head. Otherwise, you're David Shepherd, aren't you? Constantly waiting for those numbers to roll around. So you can do your little Facebook dance out on a limb, begging for likes to make yourself feel better when ultimately it won't, not really. In any heartbreak or loss, we need to turn to those still with us, don't we? In reality, and realise they're the ones that will love us. We're incredibly lucky to be here for whatever time we have, and life and periods together can be celebrated as much as they can be mourned when they're over. And what I'm saying by all this is, Prince Philip died on my birthday. And it ruined it. Everyone texting me, have you heard the news, Nathan? Rather than happy birthday. What's going to happen next year on April the 9th? Is this now the anniversary of the nation's heartbreak? You know what I'm saying. What is this? The anniversary of Prince Philip or dying? Or are we going to rightly mark the birth of one of this country's greatest raconteurs? You know, I won't go into detail but as to why. But all I'm saying is that when I heard that Prince Philip had died on my birthday, I think I was more devastated than the Queen. That's all I'm saying. The candles on my cake were lit at half mast. Those that gave presents papered them in black. You know, people didn't give presents. They just donated to the Prince's favourite anti-racism charity. You know. I'm sorry. But 99, ask David Shepherd. It's an unlucky age. And looking back, I'm sure Prince Philip dancing around on one leg for the whole year probably contributed to his death. I'm sure it didn't help. What I'm saying is heartbreak is inevitable. Unfortunately. So let's stop celebrating heartbreak anniversaries. Let's stop marking them. A life, particularly one that reached 99, is one to be celebrated every day. Literally the best we can hope for. Every day is another anniversary, it's another day alive, another day where we can celebrate the miracle of being alive until, of course, inevitably, like Prince Philip or David Shepherd, it inevitably ends. In David Shepherd's case, as I say, cruelly, at the tender age of 111. On Friday the 13th, when the match attached to his hand set him on fire. Stop celebrating heartbreak. Stop wallowing over bad luck. Because the next opportunity, the next good luck is just around the corner. Cricketers all get nervous on 99. But look forward. One more. And you got 100. You can spend ages releasing a retrospective of the first 100 that will get less downloads than a normal episode. Absolutely fucking senseless. But thank you for the thousands of downloads. My goodness, the last month has been incredible. And it just builds and builds. Thank you so much. Lots of love to you all. Keep spreading the word. Rate and review.